The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
Welcome to another one.
Yeah, just another one. Bites the dust.
68.
Yeah, I know. We're getting close to that magic number.
Yeah, we are. Next week, in fact. We have big things in store, so buckle your seatbelts.
Just
for that
get
one.
Keen.
Absolutely.
Get keen. We have big things, but we haven't asked about the big things, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, we haven't, like, put the things in motion for the big things, but, like, we know what the big things will be, hopefully.
Mm.
If everything.
And if it's not a big thing, then we're sorry for hyping it up.
Yeah.
No, it will be.
We'll make it big, regardless.
Yeah.
Even if everything goes to shit.
Yeah. Well, we are doing the sticky date countdown.
Yes, the Hall of Shame.
Yes. Mm. So, if you haven't, already, send in your sticky dates.
Yeah.
If you think that it deserves to be, I reckon, in the top 10.
Yeah, I reckon we should.
We're going to do a countdown.
Yeah.
Or message us and vote for your favorite sticky date that you've heard of on the podcast.
Yeah. I will put a story up this week so we can get everyone involved. But it's very exciting. And if you think that you want your sticky date from maybe a while ago really deserves to be in the top 10 and you're worried that maybe we've forgotten about it, you need to send us a message.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we get into it?
I think we shall.
Let's just thrill the intro.
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
So, we've had a week.
We have had a week.
It's been a week since the last episode.
Yeah.
How are we all feeling?
Tired. Happy to be here.
Why are you tired?
I don't know, life's just
big
really
sigh.
Yeah. No, but we went out Friday night. Today's Sunday. We went out Friday night and then I taught and stuff all day yesterday, so I haven't really caught up on my sleeps yet.
Right.
But we went out on Friday because our friend Kirby is going to Europe for 3 months, that bitch. So we had to say goodbye. And we did in style, didn't we?
We did. We went out to dinner and then out for drinks and it was just fun to all be together.
It was. Except Sydney's gotten cold all of a sudden. And so that really puts a damper on things, don't you think?
Yeah, I was literally I was wearing our merch.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have any other jumper. I mean, I would want to wear our merch out anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
But I didn't have a jacket. So I was I guess I'll just wear the AA merch. But no, it was fucking freezing.
Yeah.
I literally slept in my hoodie.
Yeah. It's been so cold.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No good. Winter's coming.
Winter is coming.
Speaking of merch, we're both wearing merch again today.
Mm-hmm.
From the new drop.
I don't think we've shown this one on camera.
Haven't.
If you're listening, then you might want to jump on the visual or look on our Instagram.
Yeah.
This one, I can't really explain when I'm over here. Do you want to explain?
Yeah. So this is our, what's it called again? Sexy Bitches.
Sexy
is that this
bitch
one?
Bitch or something like that?
I think so. Basically it looks like a dictionary description of or definition of the AA meeting. And I realized too, because on the website you can't really see what it says, so I'm going to put a little
description maybe, yeah.
But I can read it out now. So it says the AA meeting and then in brackets says podcast and then underneath is the the IPO for Sexy Bitch.
Yeah, which is the pronunciation because that's what we are. Sexy
exactly
bitches.
Right. Then it says noun, one, two girls having a fat chat about life in an attempt to make you feel a little better about yours. And then two, the best Aussie podcast, the best Aussie comedy pod as voted by their mums. And then the little use it in a sentence is, I love the AA meeting podcast more than I love a cheeky espresso teeny, which just is really fitting, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you want to grab the merch, cop the merch, go to www.theaameeting.com.
Yeah.
And we've also got the crew neck that Ames is wearing.
Yes.
And then the other white hoodie, the Gnarly Waves Bro, where it's the AA meeting in blue.
Mm-hmm. And our second drop's still up too.
Yeah. So also we're having a little competition.
We are.
With the merch.
Yeah.
So send us a pic of you guys wearing your AA merch. Yep. It can be the first drop. It can be a tote bag, whatever you whatever like. You can post it on your Instagram grid, your story. Just send it to us, whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to do with those?
We will select a few winners and they'll get a special little prize.
Nothing big,
but just a little something.
Just a little something to say that we love you.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So please get to snapping and send it to us. It's probably easier just to like DM it directly to us.
Yeah, whatever you want to
do. And we'll post it as well.
Yeah. So entries will close on the 31st of May. So you've got some time. If you don't have any AA merch yet, you have some time to buy some so you can go into the draw. And yeah, it'll be very exciting.
It will be.
Big stuff on the horizon.
Exactly.
Anything else to add from your week, Abby?
Oh, I did the paint and sip last night.
Oh, how was that?
It was really fun.
Yeah.
It was a this one was called like Pino and Picasso.
I've heard of this one, yeah.
Yeah. And it's actually like a chain and they have pop-ups. Like we went to the Balmain one, but they have one in Surrey Hills, Manly, and then all around Australia.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. It was actually so much fucking fun.
That's good.
And it went for 3 hours and I was like, this is going to be a drag, but like it didn't like feel long.
Yeah.
And then it was BYO as well. Oh, BYO snacks and drinks.
Good. Because I was going to say, how many drinks do they give you?
Yeah, no. Well, I think it depends on like which one you book because there's so many in Sydney at the moment, like different cork and canvas and paint and sips and whatever. Some of them were really exy, so I would assume that they would provide the alcohol. But no, ours was BYO. And we just brought like a couple of bottles of wine and then we painted and it was so much fun.
That's lovely. Did you get pierced?
Pierced, yeah.
Yeah, love that for you.
And she like played, like the music was like blaring really loud and it was like Dancing Queen and stuff like that.
Oh, fun.
And then she was doing it with us. So she'd like turn the music down and be like, okay, now you're going to do it like this.
Yeah.
But basically she was like, you can follow me or you can do whatever the frick you want. Like you can paint a portrait of your dog if you want to just use the colors. Yeah.
Did people do random things or did everyone paint what she was painting?
Everyone painted what she painted, but a lot of people did it. Well, actually a lot of people's was really shit.
Yeah. Right. Fair.
I think the alcohol like kind of, you can't get the straight lines. It's a bit difficult. But like a couple people changed it up a bit. And so we did like a sunset-y thing with a boat and water and a moon. Some people did like a full moon. Some people did like different colors and stuff, but generally everyone did the same thing.
There you go.
But
yeah,
like
fun.
I reckon it would be so much fun if like all of our friend group went together.
Yeah,
because they're just big tables and you're all kind of sitting there together, you can all chat.
Yeah,
I reckon it'd be so fun if we could organize
definitely
all of us to go together and like have a sing to the music and paint. And
yeah, there's one near uni and I walked past the other day and there was like a bachelorette party in there. They were all plastered. I was like, that looks so fun,
right?
Yeah.
But, so that was really fun because I'd never actually done one. Have you done one?
No.
No.
Oh, that one that we
one
did here.
Here for my birthday, but, like, yeah, no.
That was more, we played a Bob Ross thing and then all yelled at each other to stop pausing it. And
yeah. There was an argument involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really fun.
Yeah.
So I would, and it wasn't expensive because we didn't have to pay for the alcohol and stuff. Good. So you just pay, I don't remember how much it was. I think it was like 60 or 70, maybe $80 for 3 hours of fun.
Lovely.
Cute little date night, guys.
Yeah, good idea if you're looking for ideas.
Yeah.
To do with your significant other.
Yeah. Have you got anything else from this week?
I don't think so.
No. Jack Harlow came out with an album this week.
Okay. I didn't even know until you
said no, anything. I only saw it because it came up on my Spotify, like new out or like the release or whatever. And he has like a couple of pretty good songs, but one of his songs, I just want to talk about it for a sec, is called Dua Lipa.
Interesting.
And it's like him literally, I only listened to half of it, but it's literally like him shooting his shot with Dua Lipa.
Wow.
Like, I think the first word, and it's like the chorus is Dua Lipa, I'm trying to do more with her than do a feature. How crazy.
Oh my God.
Imagine being Dua Lipa.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah, but there's stuff in here about like...
Yeah, no, he sings about other things, raps about other things in it. But like...
But like stuff about...
Pussy.
Put your butt into it. Like...
Interesting. So I don't know if that's him shooting his shot or I don't know if like he He would have had to get permission from her and her team to use her name.
Mm.
But imagine, how funny is that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And imagine the confidence.
Yeah, and everyone, loves him. Like, imagine being Dua Lipa and this song comes out about you. Like, that's...
Yeah, they're kind of a cute match.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I see it. She used to date Paul Jason Klein from Lainey, the lead singer.
Really?
He's like a pretty boy, so I don't know if Jack Harlow's her type.
He's a cute boy, Jack Harlow.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it'll happen. Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll see what happens.
Anyway, I just thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
The confidence.
Yeah. I mean, good on him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was going to make a segue into the next segment, but I don't think I can because I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Reverse it.
Reverse it. Yeah. Yeah.
Is have a song written about you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose it's cool because Jack Harlow did it, but like if some random pleb from the next suburb over was like, happy, I love you, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, know? I'd be like, okay, stalker.
Yeah.
She's in there. I see you through your window.
I'm standing on a tree outside. I love that movie. Speaking of icks, though.
Mm.
We put up a story this week asking for your guys' icks, your best
yes.
or favorite icks, and some of them are really funny.
All blown away.
Yes. So I've politely asked Abby to not read all of them.
I haven't read one.
So that it can be an authentic reaction, but they are special.
Because we ask you guys for your icks all the time and you DM them to us and we're always like, comment them down below and stuff. But no, you actually, we put up a story and you sent them in and we're excited.
There's actually a lot. Look.
Yeah. You can just rapid. Whoa. Holy fuck.
Yeah. People have done well. Now, I want to give a special shout out to our friend Montana because she came in clutch. Hers had me crying.
Mm.
So I'd like to start with hers. first one is when he's standing naked waiting for the shower to warm up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I read that.
The bath would be worse. And he's testing the bath water temperature.
Why is that so accurate? Or I get the ick with myself,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, pulling out the plug of the bathwater and watching it drain.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Oh.
Her other one was when his Tinder photos are a selfie of him posing really hard. You know the gym ones where it genuinely looks like they're going to shit themselves? I can't speak today.
They're going to shit themselves.
Yeah. Excellent. The other one that made me laugh really hard was from our friend Chris when girls delete their audio recordings. So cheers for that.
So that's
Chris.
A personal attack.
Really sorry, guys, if you listened to last week's episode and you didn't read the description. Basically, we accidentally deleted the first half of the episode audio. But the second half was there.
Yeah.
So.
I wish it was the other way around, maybe. I don't know why. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Because to push through that first half would have been challenging for anyone who tried.
I did say don't wear... earphones.
Yeah.
AirPods, whatever you call them.
I listened to it with AirPods and it wasn't that bad, but it's just shitty. It doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Anyway, apologies. So really sorry about that, but cheers, Chris. Chris is our friend who we've mentioned him before, but he...
He deals with our technical difficulties.
Yeah. And we don't pay him or anything. He just is a saint.
He's just a friend.
Yeah. But he knows things and we don't know anything.
Yeah.
So anyway. Angel says, boys who yell fuck yeah in a club when a song comes on. I just can't.
Oh, yeah, yuck.
She also said, when they're singing a song and don't know the lyrics, so they just mumble a tune.
Yeah, or when they sing the wrong part of the song.
Yeah. Velcro wallets from Billabong. That's from Dubs W. Thank you for that.
Oh, my God. Imagine he's my shout tonight for dinner, and then you hear. He's opening the wallet.
Hannah says, when they get excited, that's for girls, babes.
That's true. That was us last week, was it? Drunk is only for girls.
Yeah.
You can't be drunk, boy.
Yeah.
You can't be excited if you're a boy.
She also said, when they make a joke but no one laughs, so they repeat it.
Oh.
Hannah again, in quotation marks, I'm so ugly. And then she goes, yeah, kinda. I like her.
I like that she's what's the word where you take from your own experiences in acting?
Yeah, she's...
relationship recall.
Yeah, emotional recall.
Emotional recall. Yeah, she's recalling it.
Shaved legs but hairy toes again, Hannah.
Oh yeah, or like shaved legs to above the knee, but then there's just like hair, like a fucking forest thigh up.
She also said, when they're being cocky but their breath stinks, ha ha, you have a mint.
Who's this? I want to be friends.
Hello, I know.
I love how she gives suggestions to fix it.
Someone's not named Grainneer says, think about this, them crouching down to take that picture of their car, like ass to the grass.
Oh, no. And then uploads it as his Facebook profile picture. Ass to the grass.
Picture them taking a Snapchat to reply, like a snap selfie.
Oh, and they have to take it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you love this one. Laura. If they use the word, Laura. Oh, no, Alora, I think. If they use the word use as referring to a group of people, that generally drives up the other wall.
I just can't stand it. I think because I said it like once and my mom ripped into me.
Yeah, right.
And so now I know, I think it's like against the law to say that word.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Also, the Snapchat one was from Sarah. Sorry, I didn't say her name. Boys Eating Soup by Claire.
Oh.
Boys that wear thongs. A different Hannah this time.
No, like, you know the thongs, not like Havaianas, but like the fabric-y, kind of like fishing thongs.
Emily, lunchboxes. Be an adult and carry a bunch of containers.
Lunchboxes. I don't think I've ever said this one on the podcast before, but one of my biggest icks is like an iPad.
Yeah.
Like when a boy uses an iPad or like a tablet or like... It's fine for you, but like a Kindle. Like when a boy has something like that.
I was going to say, maybe we have talked about this before because I think I've told the Kindle story.
Oh, I just remember you and I talking about it. But like, and then imagine on their iPad, they pull out the case that has the keyboard and then the stylus pen.
Yeah, that's and it's too much.
That literally just sends shivers up my spine.
Fliss says if he swings a bag while he's walking. Like if he has a tote bag and he's swinging it as he walks.
He's just having fun.
Someone else said Velcro wallets. Paige, thank you. True. Mm.
Hey, your baby do a lipa with the baby.
Okay, we can't put this in, but someone, a boy, said, girls who want to... Are you kidding? Taylor. When he puts his shirt back on first before his undies after having sex.
What? I've never experienced that before.
Like, I guess, if he has his shirt on and nothing else.
Oh, God.
Mia says lying fully clothed on the beach. That's true. I do have a visceral reaction to that.
Yeah, that's a bit weird. And, like, imagine he's wearing, like, shoes with laces on the beach and he's lying there.
Yeah, I'm picturing long pants too.
Yeah, me too.
Why are you lying there? What's the purpose?
Why am I picturing like chinos?
Yeah. Okay, that's all I think we'll do for now, but there are so many. So thank you if you sent in a suggestion. They are so funny. There was a lot of repeats too.
Yeah, I'll go through and read them personally.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But if you have any other icks that are funnier than those or you just believe that would give you the ick instantly, send it through to us, please.
Shoot us a message. That is so funny.
Icks is just like, I'm so glad that it has surfaced as a thing.
Yeah.
Because like I wouldn't know what to explain it as.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like,
and
I'm
it
glad
happens.
It has a name. Yeah.
Like I've gotten it so many times and I've gotten it before without knowing that it was an ick before icks were like not a thing. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Well, we thought because these are just solid gold, we'd play a little game and that is the icks game.
Yes.
So we're going to pick out some of yours or we can like come up with our own and it's going to be like a little icks would you rather.
Mm.
So you're dating a boy and he has to do one of the two. Which would you prefer?
Oh, God. Neither.
I'm going to start with... Montana's when he's standing naked waiting for the shower or the bath. versus the having a shirt on and nothing else, just because I feel like they're in the same realm.
Okay. Oh, God. Do you have a preference? I do.
Probably the shirt.
Really? Mine's the waiting for the water.
Actually, because I wait for the water. Like
me too.
So I guess, yeah. But the thing about feeling the bath water made me feel a bit sick.
Yeah. But what I'm imagining with the shirt thing is that, like, it's not like he puts it on first then puts on other things. It's like he puts that on and only that on.
Yeah.
And then, like, walks around, I don't know, the apartment or something with that on.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's why I'm steering towards the waiting for the water to warm.
Yeah, okay.
Fair. Type beat.
Fair. Okay, next let's do Velcro wallets versus smelly breath. Here, have a mint.
like breath is the ick.
Yeah.
I can't deal with anyone who doesn't take care of their own hygiene. Also, like the Velcro wallet is kind of a vibe, not so much an ick to me.
Really?
Because it's kind of like vintage. I'm like, put it on a chain and like let it hang from your belt. Like attach it with a carabiner to the loop.
Yeah, well, I suppose too, like if the Velcro wallet was a big thing, you could just buy them a new wallet for their birthday or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that's kind of an easy fix. The breath thing, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. They say a joke and no one laughs, so they repeat it. Versus.
That's a pick me boy.
Yeah.
Ultimate ick.
Versus boys that wear thongs.
Oh, I really hate thongs.
Mm.
Like I'm a slides. Well, now I'm a Crocs girl.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal with thongs. But a pick me boy is not the vibe. Yeah. What about you?
I reckon I'd prefer a boy who wears thongs because, again, I can just throw them out when he's not looking and buy him new shoes.
Bless me. Sorry. Yeah.
So.
I think that too. I think the thongs is the ick.
Yeah.
And I'd prefer – oh, no, wait. I don't want a pick me boy.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. No, as in pick me boy is the ick.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll take the thongs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because also, like – the pick me thing is like that's a whole variety of issues. The thongs are like one thing that you can get over.
Yeah, pick me is a personality default.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to pick some out?
Yeah. Someone goes, if they can't ride a bike.
Oh, I missed that one.
Someone goes, when they hold their speaker on their shoulder like a carton and the other hand fist bumps in the air.
Let's do that one versus the yelling fuck yeah when a song comes on in the club.
Yeah.
Both are awful.
Both. Well, okay. The speaker on the shoulder gives me Esche vibes.
Yeah. But I'm picturing for the yelling in the – I'm picturing like he's just really excited about – you know what I mean? He's like, oh, boys, you know.
Boys, it's Kanye.
Fuck yeah. That makes me feel sick.
Yeah, I think I'm going with the Esche on the shoulder.
I think I am
speaker
too.
On the shoulder, yeah. Someone goes, sends a selfie with their nipple in it.
Yuck, why?
Oh, no. Searching for loose change. These icks are so good.
I know. We have a special guest. Let me just remove my microphone.
Hi, friends. Okay, my ick is when a guy's playing like a game like pool or
like pong
or pong, yeah, like beer pong, and they lose and they like smash the table and they shake their head. They're like, oh no, I didn't lose, and they're like a sore loser.
They're like, oh no, like redemption.
Thank you, Yasmin. That's
also, Yas is wearing the Gnarly Waves bro hoodie
and she's killing it.
Thanks, cool. Yas. Okay, well, let's do that. The last one, let's do Yaz's ick versus the chasing after the pong ball ick.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Again, I feel like the pong ball is fixable.
Really?
Chasing after the pong ball. Yeah, it's terrible. But, like, being a sore loser, that's going to, like, that's a personality defect that's going to come out in other ways.
Yeah, okay, I actually agree with that one.
Yeah.
Whereas the pong ball, you can be like, the pong ball one literally, like, yeah, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
But I'm like, going to take that.
But you could just say to him, like, that's just really embarrassing for it. You to chase like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, agreed.
Anyway, thanks again, guys, for your submissions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, moving right along, we have done a lot of reacting to outfits recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
We did the 2021 Met Gala, we did the Grammys, we did reacting to our own outfits.
Yes.
Over the last few weeks.
But, like, it's been the Met Gala again.
Yeah.
Like, did they tell anyone?
Well, I think that last year's must have been postponed.
Yeah, because of COVID. But, yeah. Like, I feel like I had no idea that it was a Met. I thought they were people were posting throwbacks to other Mets.
Yeah.
And then I saw it was the Met.
Yeah, I didn't know either, but some of the fits are pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Some people really understood the assignment and some people really did not.
Mm.
So I thought we'd react to some of those too.
Yes. But you know what I found out about the Met is that the brand, like Louis Vuitton, Prada, whatever, they buy a table in like at the Met night and they invite celebrities.
Right. So that's and how you get invited.
That's how you get invited. And the brand, it depends on like your level of celebrity, I guess, in that. Like if you're the most celebrity on that table, then you're going to be able to like choose your look and like talk to the designer and stuff like that, like what Kim Kardashian and all those kind of people do. But if you're like lower tier, like maybe B-list celebrity invited by that brand, then you don't get a choice in what you wear.
Right.
So it's kind of a bit more like we're not hating on the person, even though we kind of are because of what they wore, but like sometimes they don't really have a choice.
Interesting. How did you hear about that? Was that TikTok?
I saw it on TikTok, yeah.
There you go.
So it must be true. Mm. But it, yeah, I do know that it's the brands that like sometimes they don't have a say. Like I remember when Liza Koshy wore that ugly thing like that one year and she didn't really have a say. She only got to pick between two dresses.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind
so of thing. So next time we see someone looking really shit, we can hate on them, but maybe we like.
Yeah.
It's not their fault sometimes.
Fair, fair, fair.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I've saved some that we can go through.
So the theme was, what's the word? I can't remember what the word is, but it's like kind of like not olden day, but you know.
Gilded glamour.
Gilded glamour. That's what it is.
Yeah. And for that reason, like there's a lot that I'm like, where did you pull that from?
Yeah.
I'm really not sure what's going on.
Oh, there. And then also on the TikTok, it said that like sometimes the brand like doesn't give a fuck about the theme. And they just want to showcase something that's they've released on their runway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I saved this on Instagram, which is like heaps of people.
Yeah.
So we can just go through this if you like. And then there's a few others that
let's start with Kim Kardashian.
Okay. I'm sure she'd be in here. Okay. Yeah. This one, the gold.
So she's wearing, do you know what? She's wearing the dress that Marilyn Monroe wore when she sung Happy Birthday to JFK.
Right, okay.
And she had to lose 30 pounds in, no, 18 pounds in 30 days.
Oh my God. Good on her.
Because they weren't allowed to alter it because it was like a.
Yeah. Right.
So I think that she fits the theme amazing. I think she looks incredible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that I know that, I'm like, okay, fair. Yeah,
because in the beginning, you're like, it kind of looks like a sock.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, oh, she probably could have done better, but.
But no, I honestly think it's like a 10 because of the backstory.
Yeah.
And like, I think that she just looks really elegant, which is kind of the theme.
And like compared to last Met where she was.
Where she was covered up. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good on her. I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay.
Let's keep up with the Kardashian theme and go to Khloe then.
Mm. Well, she kind of looks like a Sheen version of Kim.
Yeah, that's what everyone was saying. Like she just dressed up as Kim for the Met.
Yeah. Like I think the gloves are cool. I think the gloves would have been cool if they were like the same color as the dress or something. Like the black is just a bit like.
It's very heavy.
Offset, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but she looks fucking hot.
But I think she looks beautiful, yeah.
I'm going to give her a 7.
Yeah, I agree with 7. Let's go over to.
Can you DM me that post?
Yeah, well, let's go over to.
Kylie Jenner.
Our lovely, lovely Kylie Jenner. Have you seen the memes of her next to that photo of Homer Simpson? dress up.
No.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen her fit, it is something like it's a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah, She's wearing a
baseball cap.
Yeah.
With a veil.
Yeah.
With a t-shirt and a wedding dress.
She obviously saw our TikTok about is he just hot or is he just wearing a backwards cap?
Yeah.
And she took it and ran with it, which like cheers for the support, babes, but I just don't think that this was the assignment.
But like she looks terrible. That's literally a one.
Yeah. I saw this meme and it was like the tissue's all over my floor when I'm sick.
Yeah, that's terrible. Sorry, Kylie.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about Hailey Bieber.
I loved when she pulled the feather thing up and around her. I reckon she should have just done that.
Yeah. I love this because every time I react to Hailey Bieber, we go, she just always does the simple thing. Like, less is more, I guess. This is a bit more brave.
Yeah, you know? And she's got fishnets on.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying they didn't think she needed the stockings, but I think that kind of added to it for the theme.
Yeah.
Like, I think a red carpet, I'd be like, why is she wearing tights?
Yeah, but I think she just looks beautiful.
I do too. I give her a 10.
Yeah, I give her a 10.
Kendall Jenner.
She has no eyebrows. Do you see that?
Oh.
For, like, the theme.
What?
Because you know how they, like, I don't know if they would do it all the way back then, but, like, block out the eyebrows and draw on really thin ones because, yeah, like, thin brows were the thin thing.
Interesting.
It looks like a quilt cover.
The top part is a little bit sexy Viking.
I just don't get it.
But I think that it's kind of cool because it's so different to what she usually, like she always has the pretty sparkly.
But she's literally wearing a two-piece.
Yeah, I don't hate it though.
I'm going to give her a 5.
Okay, I'll give her a 6.
Yeah.
Who else are we? Okay, Gigi Hadid.
She slayed. I love the latex. Ooh. She looks like a vampire, don't you think?
How is it on theme? This looks like a Duna cover.
She looks like Alice from Twilight.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't like it.
I think she looks amazing. Not for theme, but like, yeah. I think that's so sick. Corset vibes, latex, all red.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like this robe thing. Like, it's just, I don't know. I give her a 4.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give her an 8.
Okay. Everyone's talking about Blake Lively. She had the costume change halfway through. Queen shit. She is on the board of the Met, which is why she, like, there's all this stuff going around about how she always matches the carpet and whatever. She does it on purpose because she knows what the carpet's going to be because she helps design the whole thing.
Apparently, she is paying homage to like Statue of Liberty and like all those kind of thingy majiggies.
Yeah, I loved hers.
I think she's stunning.
Yeah, and you see the videos of her and Ryan Reynolds.
And yeah, he's and he's like looking like, at her. Oh, get you a man's that looks at you the way Ryan Reynolds does.
I give her a 9 just because it didn't like – I didn't choke on my food when I saw it, but I do think that she's beautiful.
Yeah, I give her a 9 too.
Okay. Addison Rae.
I have not seen her yet.
Did you see all the things about
actually Addison I did.
Posing yeah. and then there's a whole thing about Kendall Jenner might have been making fun of her and whatever.
Yeah. Well, did you see her posing?
Yeah.
Like a bird. Is she trying to take flight?
Who's the designer, though? Did they tell her to do it is what I want to know.
I don't know, but it's not like there's, like, fringe coming out from under her arms. Like, why was she flowing them?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I got the impression that that wasn't her.
Yeah, I feel like maybe they told her to, like, dance. And she was like, I'll just do arms. You know when they tell you to impro?
Yeah,
You're like, I'll just do arms.
Free arms, yeah. It's bolder than what she usually does, which I appreciate, but I still don't love it. This doesn't really fit her right.
Yeah, it looks like...
Like it's all gapey up here.
It looks like that shitty metal material. You know those like little tops and that little dress that went viral?
Yeah.
Looks like that. I'm going to give her a 5.
I think I agree with the 5. Before we move on, I just wanted to... Oh, wait. Actually, there's one other person on DG. Oh, no.
Did you see Billie Eilish?
Yeah, that's when I said, oh, no, because I remembered her. But first I want to talk about Ben Platt. Look how cute he looks. Are you kidding me?
I love it.
So do I. The little corset.
But oh, like, my God. That's a 10. A corset. And he's got the little pocket.
And he's got the nails.
Wow.
I love it. And the pearls.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
This, I think, was my favorite. That's a 10.
Okay. That's a 10 as well.
Do
you see Shawn Mendes?
I don't think so. Is he in
this? He looked like he was dressed by a Tommy Hilfiger. Mm-hmm. And his nails were all navy. And then the fourth finger was the Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, that's cool.
Three colors.
Was his outfit cool?
It was like this coat. It was very like old school New York walking in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll look it up in a second. Okay. Was it like good though?
It was good, but like not for the Met.
Yeah, right. Let's talk about Billie Eilish. Holy shit.
See, she hit the mark on the theme.
Yeah.
And she's loving getting her tatas out.
She is. Go off. And, like, the corset looks beautiful and I love the lacy sleeves.
Did you see her? You know how Emma was doing the Vogue thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that?
The thing with Jack Harlow?
Oh, yeah. Never with Billie.
I didn't see it.
Because Emma was like to her, what's your favorite thing about the Met? And Billie was like, judging. I love to judge. And they were like, lovely. Like, they were like, judging in a lovely way. Like, judging can be good, but they were so funny, their interaction.
That's so funny.
Billie's a, I'm going to do a 9.
I agree with a 9.
About Emma Chamberlain.
Emma, I don't think he's in here. Okay. So everyone is obsessed with this. I don't love it, if I'm honest.
I just think the bottom half is a bit plain.
Yeah.
I really do love from like the belly up and like, I like how she cut and dyed her hair. She's got a chunky neck jewelry and then I love the top. I don't know why. I love it. But the skirt is just like, it looks like the bottom of a wedding dress.
Yeah. I love her hair and makeup.
And she's wearing a tiara.
I love the necklace, but I don't think it works with this because this comes up so high. Like, I don't know.
I think it looks sick.
It, to me, it looks like they were like, oh, it needs something. And so they added a necklace, but it's not. And it's a really cool necklace, but I don't think that it fits with this dress, and I just don't think I like the color. I don't know.
I just don't like the skirt. I think the skirt needed to have something that ties in the beige color.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to give her an 8 though, because I really like the whole top half.
I'm going to give her a 6, only because I expected a lot more from her, I think.
And her last Met look was beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let me find some shitty ones.
Fuck, did you see Cara Delevingne?
Yeah, okay. She's one I want to talk about. And then the one that everyone thought was Jared Leto, but apparently it's not.
She's been, like, hiding for the past couple years, I feel. She's got a cane, which is kind of cool. But it's just weird.
Yeah, the top half is giving me 50-year-old... on acid at Splendor in the Grass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the nipple covers.
I don't mind the idea of a cane.
And she's got like, yeah, the cane's cool. She's got like gold body paint, but they haven't painted over her tattoos. There's just like a weird outline around them.
Yeah.
Which I think is weird. Her makeup's kind of cool. The eye makeup.
It's just all weird.
Yeah, I'm not impressed by that. I give her a 2.
Yeah, not good. I give her a 1.
Did you see this one? Okay, so everyone was saying that it's Jared Leto, but then apparently it's not. And they're calling him the mystery man. Like, they don't actually know who he is because his makeup's so crazy that you can't tell. Oh, no, here we go. An activist from Sweden named Fredrik Robertson.
Why is he at the Met?
No idea. But his outfit is intense.
Yeah, he looks like the thing that you use to like scrub dishes.
Yeah, steel wool.
He looks like steel wool.
Yeah, or I'm getting like dangerous tropical spiky fish.
Yeah, I'm also getting toilet brush cleaner.
Yeah. I'm getting exotic echidna. It's just a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting that thing from Smiggle where it's all the pins and you like put your hand in
it. I saw a TikTok and she said that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't see that. And you turn it and then it has the outline. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
It's a lot. And everyone thought it was Jared Leto and apparently came out and he was like, that's not fucking
me. Yeah, Jared's like, what the fuck, guys? Who else we got? Oh, fucking Kourtney Kardashian.
See it? Yeah.
What's she wearing?
Shocked and confused. It's very matronly.
No, it's very Zoom. I'm at work on the top half and then I've got a blanket on the bottom half.
Travis is kind of cool.
He's wearing a skirt.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a kilt, isn't it?
Yeah. She gets a 1. He gets a 4.
I completely agree with those.
Did you see this dude?
No.
Emma Chamberlain did a like interview with him for Vogue and she's like, I love your skirt.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Is that padding in the top or is he just really top heavy?
I don't know.
It looks like the cartoons where like the kids stand on each other's shoulders to get into the adult movie.
Oh yeah.
Like it looks like there's 2 people in there. And then is that a wig or is that his actual hair?
I don't know. It's all very confusing.
That's too much. I give that a 2 just because it's funny.
I give it a 1. Yeah, I reckon let's leave it there.
I agree. Leave it with that one.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, moving along. Let's go on to sticky dates.
Let us know what your favorite looks were, by the way.
Yes, or least favorite. Whatever you want to tell us.
Okay, so we have one from, I think he wants to be anonymous.
Okay.
Let me double check that though. I'm going to have to paraphrase because it is a novel.
And we've also got an update sticky date.
Oh yeah. Oops. Maybe I'll do that first.
Yeah.
Okay. So the anonymous from last week who, was trying to go on a date with her tutor from uni and then he stood her up and then said that it was because he didn't want to date a student and then they had sex in the back of his car.
Mm.
Replied today and said, love the episode. LMAO, totally agree with your thoughts. Also, as an FYI, he'd just ended a 4-year-long relationship with a girl his age a couple of months before we met. And he said I was his first date since the end of that relationship. So he doesn't exclusively date his students. Haha, I hope. Also, I am in fact the prettiest lady you've ever seen. So thank you. Thank you for your update.
Yeah, thanks for the update.
We
love when it comes full circle.
Absolutely. And she did end up sending us a photo of him too. And he is a good looking teacher.
Yeah, he's worth the hassle.
Absolutely. Yeah. So good for her. Okay, yeah, this one's anonymous. It's really long, so I'm going to paraphrase. Basically, this boy was at a graduation for his friends at a university on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. He met a girl is what we need to know. She asked him to go to the movies and he was like, yeah, okay, cool. But like, also I don't really like going to the movies for the first date cause you can't really meet people and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so they went, but apparently the movie went really well. They were like chatting through the movie and like throwing popcorn at each other and whatever. And it was lovely.
Aww.
Then he goes, yeah. So after the movies, this is where the night took a massive 180. I thought to myself that her company was very warm and welcoming and we decided to go for a drive and just chat. Coming up here are 3 big red flags that are thrown in my face that I decided to ignore. 1, she talked about her history with very hardcore drugs. Now, I'm not one to judge one's past, but a girl that does or did drugs isn't high on my list of girls to date, and when she was talking about it, she seemed proud. I'm no saint, but I'm a church boy that stays away from all that stuff, so I had absolutely nothing to contribute to the conversation except for, yeah, right on. 2, which is like fine.
Yeah, you know? And also that's a lot for a first date.
It is, yes, but you know, fair enough. Anyway, 2, so she's from an Italian background and decided to talk about her family history and I thought, great, this will be a good opportunity to learn more about her. So apparently her family is a part of the Italian mafia. Yeah, I didn't believe it at first either, but after the date I talked to my friends and now her father teaches at the university my friends graduated from and when they had Rachel's father... Oh, no, Rachel's a fake name. Sorry, all good. As their teacher, he did say that his family was a part of the mafia. Three, she went on about
Wait, you're not allowed to say that, are you? I thought that that word was kind of forbidden.
I don't know. But the more we get into this, okay, and I said this to this boy who submitted this. I replied and I was like, this cannot be legit. Like,
okay.
There are so many things here that just...
Like the girls telling fibs?
I don't know. Okay. Three, she went on about her exes. That one's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Anyway, so he dropped her back home and then she said something that my dumb virgin 20-year-old asked, couldn't resist. Want to come upstairs and see my rat? Now, please forgive me for this next bit, but rat. So when she said this, I was thinking, hey, I'm going to be able to play around the mouse house. No, we went upstairs and there was legit a rat just chilling on her bed.
Oh, it wasn't even in a cage. No. It was like ready for bed. Just,
yeah, having a sleepover. We sat down next to it and she wanted me to hold him. I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to star in Ratatouille 2. Get this thing off me. I gave it back to her and then she started asking me for my star sign. Now, I have girlfriends that ask me mine and do the whole co-star app thing. So I knew mine off by heart. I was a Leo and I told her and she responds that she was a Cancer. Goes on for a bit. She asked if she could do a tarot reading on him. And he thought, oh, what wow. am I getting into?
This is all first date.
Yeah. And then she had a heap of different necklaces on and some had like crystals and stuff. So she was asking, he was asking her about the different crystals. Anyway. And then as she's like going through being like, this one's this, she pulls out a necklace that had a little something on it. These are in separate messages. A fucking wisdom tooth on around her neck. Her wisdom tooth, in fact.
Oh, no.
He was like, I was in shock and didn't think – and don't think I said anything for a good few minutes. She was wearing
She's wearing a wisdom tooth?
Yeah. Her own wisdom tooth.
Is it like in a little, like a little locket, or is it just like hanging there, like they've drilled through the tooth?
It just says, I looked down, saw something that made me want to throw up. A wisdom tooth. Her wisdom tooth.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's about to get worse.
What? Okay, wait. She's like, imagine she's like, I got to keep it to keep my wisdom.
Yeah, I don't know what. There must be some like wives' tale about.
Yeah, losing your wisdom. Tooth. Yeah.
Okay, but this is the part where I was like, this cannot be legit. He goes, After that, she decided to show me something in a small chest. Like she had a little chest in her room.
Oh, no.
And she opens it. Little vials of blood are in this chest.
Oh, my God. Her blood?
And now I'm honestly freaking out thinking, what was she going to tell me next? That her kink is knife play. And as a virgin, if that was my first experience, that'd have me done never having sex again. We didn't have sex, thank God. And here's my reason why. So I was kind of curious to find out how she got the blood. I asked, did you accidentally cut yourself and take some blood or something? And she goes, it's my period blood.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
He goes, I nearly screamed like a little girl. This was honestly the most disturbing thing that I've ever experienced. And I thought my life was about to end here or that I was going to be the main character in a horror movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's about to have a Netflix documentary about this.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I found myself in the middle of a cult. I stayed there for another 30 minutes to make it not look obvious that I left because of this wacky shit. After leaving, I got into my car, went to my friend's house and told him everything. I was an idiot for not leaving sooner, he said.
Oh, yeah, true. My God. Yes, did you hear that? The whole thing?
Yeah, that's – isn't that just – anyway, so I replied and I go, the period blood, surely that's not real. Did she tell you why she keeps it?
Oh, my gosh. She must be so voodoo.
Yeah. He goes, I'm not even kidding you. Honestly, I was so freaked out that I completely shut out everything and did not pay pay any attention to what she said next. Right? So the wisdom tooth is a bit like, oh, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
But no, she had a little chest in her room with vials of her own period blood.
Oh, my God.
Apparently. And I just don't know where to go. Like, we've had some weird sticky dates, right?
Yeah.
But like, if this was like weird dates without the pudding, that one absolutely takes the
cake. But what is she using it for?
It must just be a collection. I don't know. Because I thought, I was like, maybe she's testing it for something. I don't know.
Maybe she's using it in like, not sacrifices, but you know, like when I mean, this doesn't really happen, but like when girls, like someone goes through a breakup and then they do a bonfire and throw
like
stuff
in Friends.
It.
Yeah.
Like something like that. Maybe she's using it for some kind of, what's that word?
I don't know, purification thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's really sickening, isn't it?
Holy shit, I'm so sorry that that happened to you.
So am I.
And especially because I feel bad because he's not like, it sounds like he's not experienced in the dating world and
they're not
and
all
the
like
life.
That, I promise.
Yeah, no, they're definitely not all like that. And you know what? Good thing he didn't just like smash at the movies. Like good thing he figured out who she was, because she might have done some kind of spell on him.
Literally.
You know?
Yeah, you just don't
know. Like witchery stuff I feel like she's doing.
Yeah, very witchy. And like the fact that it went from like the Italian mafia stuff to like talking about her ex, and we were like, oh yeah, not good, not good.
But it's weird that she does drugs if she's witchy. Maybe she has potions.
Probably, I don't know. Maybe she's on like really hardcore drugs that have just like caused a shift.
Maybe.
Like something's wrong there.
Or like the spiritualness like saved her from drugs.
Right.
You know?
Oh yeah. She said her past with it.
Yeah,
like
so
he didn't
maybe
say it like she still does it.
Yeah, maybe that like saved her.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Interesting, isn't it?
Holy fuck! You can't write that shit.
No.
Like, just imagine that happening. You being there, and you just like you're just in awe. You're like, what the fuck?
And let's not forget about the fact that her pet rat is still like wandering around the bed.
I know. Wait, what? Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
But thank you for telling us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't tell anyone that story.
No, that's, yeah, it's a lot. So thank you for your candor. Shoot, we don't understand. Let's move right along.
Oh my God, I feel weird. Okay, this week I am guessing a light bulb.
How does a light bulb work?
And like, you all might be like, oh, I know. It's. But how do you finish that sentence? That's what I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
So, like, it has something to do with an electrical currency.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how did old mate Thomas think of that back in the fucking dinosaur days, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, reading it, it might have been a happy accident.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I don't think that that's something that he – well, I mean, he could have. But, like, it seems to me that he did something and went, oh, light. Let me make it
recreate it
better and sell it.
Has it got something to do with like he has, I don't know what it would be called, but something that has like voltage in it and he like put metal together? Like he put like a little bit of maybe like a bar. I'm imagining a barbed wire type sitch,
mm-hmm.
or like a copper coil, and like put it on the voltage thing, and then it all sparked. Oops, sorry. And because it's so hot, it made light.
You're actually on the right track, but think more about what does a light bulb look like? Like, what does the inside of a light bulb look like?
It's got like the prongs,
mm-hmm.
and then the wavy copper thing in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, is it just like a circle of constant, because it's kind of like a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
So like I don't understand how the voltage gets in it though, but like whatever that is, the electricalness keeps bouncing around
mm-hmm.
the current of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues to go around and around until it dies. And that's when the light bulb die, or until it's had too much and it splits and that's how the light bulb doesn't work anymore.
That bit is kind of correct, but the circle part, think about like if you held a light bulb right now, would it work on its own?
No
Why not?
Because you have to have something to like,
yeah, so it's not necessarily going in and around and around and around and around, around.
Or it's going through something else.
Yes,
electricity.
Yeah, that part's not really what you're guessing, but like you're on the right track with the, it goes in, it passes through the prong, through
the coil thing.
And down. Yeah.
But is it what is going through, or it's electricity?
Yeah, that part's right. The electrons are going through.
Yeah.
But why does it glow?
Why does it glow?
and you're kind of on the right track with your first one.
But like, can I ask, what's the, how do they get the electricity in it in the first place? Or is that going to give away how it glows?
No, that won't. But that's like a different thing. That's just like how does the conduction work? Like, because there's all like, so say that light bulb right there, it would have like wires in the roof and stuff.
Right. Okay.
And when the light bulb's plugged in, it connects to a certain area and the wires are coming to there and it's passing through.
Okay. Why does it glow? Is it like, you know how like everything is made up of whatever, like really teeny tiny atoms and they're like, I don't know if this is right, they're colored. Maybe it's just the color of it.
How do you mean?
Like, you know how there's so many teeny tiny particles in my jeans to make them blue?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's just so many particles that are like white or like a yellow thing and that makes it glow.
Not quite. Which part do you think is lighting up out of the three?
The middle.
Uh-huh. It's so like...
Is it on fire? Did I say that?
Not on fire, but you're on the right track.
It's so hot that it's glowing.
Literally.
Did I not say that before?
Well, you said the thing about maybe he plugged something in and it glowed. And then I was like, okay, think about this part. Like, we're trying to put it all together.
Yeah, so it's just so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the globe around it.
Yeah.
Like the glass around it would like illuminate the room. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess that's why they blow, because it gets so hot that eventually it's so hot. Because,
and when they blow, they like split like that.
Yeah.
Right. But that makes sense. I don't understand the electricity part going through it, but I guess we don't really need to know that.
Yeah, it's similar to like how does Wi-Fi work? It comes from one of those big tower things. How does a tower thing work? We don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's similar to what I was saying. It passes, it's coming from somewhere else and like from the street and coming into the house and then going through the roof and then
connecting. If you didn't guess the electricity bird things last week, I would be really like struggling with that guess this week.
Wow, we're really learning things then, aren't we?
I know, we're electrical geniuses.
We actually are. Speaking of electrical geniuses, if you're a Sparky, can you please let us know, because our house needs help and we need a Sparky. Thanks.
Oh yeah.
Let us know. Thanks.
For free.
Yeah. We'll give you some free merch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Question
of the podcast. If you could only live in one city for the rest of your life, what would it be? And you can't move.
Can you travel?
No.
Holidays?
No holidays, nothing. People can come visit you, but you can't leave.
Yeah, okay. See, my issue is that I haven't traveled much in my life.
Yeah.
And so I could pick somewhere that, like, I think I would like, but I don't know that I would actually like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, my immediate thoughts would be, like, New York or somewhere like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I genuinely think, and like I always say that I'm not going to settle down in Sydney, but like maybe Sydney.
Really?
Because I know plenty of people here. My family can come and it's not that much of a hassle.
Mm.
People can visit me. I would live in like a nicer area of Sydney though. Like, look at bloody Lux listings. Like, if you could live somewhere like that, you'd be fine. You know what I mean?
True.
We have the beaches. We have the city. Can you travel just outside the city to the sticks or no?
Like, whatever is considered Sydney.
Right. There are parts of Sydney that are a bit more like... Like, I feel like it has everything you'd need if you really couldn't travel, you know? So, therefore, Sydney would be... That's my safe answer.
Right. What about a fun answer?
Okay. My funny.
Oh, sorry. Not that wasn't fun. No, I mean, like somewhere.
Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yeah. Somewhere really tropical. Okay. Where like, I mean, again, I've never been there. So like, I don't know, but somewhere or like the Dominican Republic or something. You know what I mean?
Or like Fiji or like.
Yeah. Somewhere where it's like you're on holidays all the time. So you don't need to go on holidays.
Yeah. I think I'm going to choose New York, but hear my listen to my reasoning,
mm-hmm.
cause I mean, I want to live there. Mm. So that would be great. But because it's such big city, it has like what you're saying with Sydney, it has so many things. Like it has all the entertainment. Like I can go watch shows and all that stuff, or concerts. It also has like a bit more suburban areas. It has like lots of shopping. It has and also it has like the weather. So it's really hot, but it also snows, and I love the snow. And I think I would choose that.
That's fair. Because, you make a good point with like we kind of – like you have to pick somewhere where you can work too. Like you can still have the life that you want. I couldn't do that in Fiji.
Yeah. And like everyone could come visit me because everyone would want to come to New York and stay there, you know? Yeah,
true. Very good.
But like a fun answer like what you would say would be something like Bora Bora. But I feel like if that was your life, you'd get – like it wouldn't be fun anymore.
Yeah. You have to try and keep it interesting. Like that's why it needs to be somewhere that has everything.
Yeah, there'd be only so many like villas you could stay at with a fish tank, you know? Yeah,
true. Very true.
Anyway.
Let us know where you'd live forever.
Yeah.
That's
all we got for this week.
Yeah, don't forget to send in your entries for the merch competition.
Yep, and also the Sticky Dates Hall of Shame.
Absolutely.
Which will be next episode. So we love you all and... thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Yes. For 69.
For 69. See here we go.
Bye, guys.
Bye besties, and stay sexy. You!
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lil Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.